Good evening, reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all. This is Inside the District. It's Friday, August 9th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. In cast album news, a remastered and remixed version of the 2009 original Broadway cast recording of Next to Normal has just arrived on digital and streaming platforms. When working on this re-release, the composer Tom Kitt teamed up with mixer and co-producer Derek Lee and returned to the original recording session's multi-tracks. Per Playbill, Kitt said, "I knew we could embrace the album's tonalities more, specifically the rock sound. We dialed up the instruments to make them feel more rich and propulsive. The guitars have more bite and now really crackle. We were also able to finesse the balance, finding new elements in the vocal blend. Even though the ballads have a different sensibility, it all feels cohesive." Lee added, "With the addition of 15 years' experience and new technology, we're mixing in a more modern way, digging a little deeper. We were able to bring the album into the sonic space of today, even though the songs retain their nostalgic feel." In addition to today's streaming release, the new remaster will receive a physical CD copy and a first-ever vinyl pressing. Dates will be announced later this year. An acclaimed revival of Next to Normal is currently running at Wyndham's Theatre in London's West End after a stint last year at the Donmar Warehouse. A 2025 Broadway transfer is currently rumored to follow. And finally today, Actors Equity Association, the national union representing theater actors and stage managers, has vocally endorsed Kamala Harris and Tim Walz as president and vice president of the United States. Al Vincent Jr., the executive director of the association, made his case, saying, "Vice President Harris has prioritized the needs of workers her entire career. Over these last few years, she has played a vital role in President Biden's staunchly pro-labor administration. We are excited for her, along with Governor Walz, to accelerate that momentum to enact policies that honor and protect all Americans. We need everyone to ride this momentum, too, and raise Vice President Harris into the presidency this November. Harris will face off against the Republican nominee Donald J. Trump in the next U.S. presidential election on November 5th. And that is Inside the District for today and for this week. Have a safe and enjoyable weekend. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.